Radio 1 podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.
You know me, I don't like a drama, but I did have a near-death experience on Saturday night. You know on X Factor or Britain's Got Talent on the final when they announce the winner and they fire out all that ticker tape and it falls from the sky as a celebration that they've just won? Well, I was playing at the UCL Summer Ball, University College London, on Saturday night, and the Hoff randomly decided he wanted to come down and join me on stage just for about 5 minutes. So they obviously went mad for him. It was towards the end of the gig. And they also decided to mark his arrival by firing out masses of ticker tape. Now, the thing that fired out the ticker tape, the cannon, was right next to my face. And because I was so near, it was like, poof, I went, David Hasselhoff! And then it goes, boom! And I get a mouthful of the ticker tape and almost choked to death. So if you saw this on Saturday night, if you're one of the students, I'm so sorry. I did actually have to be patted on the back at one point. It was like Geraldine McQueen style off of Peter Kay. I was like, pulling it from my mouth for several moments afterwards. How embarrassing.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
The baseballs.
Yeah! Woo! All right.
How are you?
We're fine. Back here with our new member of the... Yeah, I don't know if the people know that because we have this new album right out now.
Oh, straight into it.
Yeah, right. And Scott, is it you who's speaking the intro of our new album, Strings and Stripes?
It's someone that sounds a lot like me.
Yeah.
Now, last time we saw you was at our ill-fated World Cup party last year. And you are our house band, and very good you were too. So thanks for doing that. I didn't really get a chance to say thanks at the time.
Thank you.
No problem. You had a lot of beer. We had a lot of beer.
Yeah.
There were other
not as much beer as Nick Knowles.
Yeah.
It didn't go well for anyone, that, did it? I mean, it was fun during the afternoon, but then you watched the Germany match and they lost.
Yeah.
And then England played, and
that was a hard time. For
rubbish
us, yeah.
As well. Even I left before the end of the party, and that is not like me. Nick Knowles was nearly in tears in his big, weird jacket. How does it feel to be bigger than the Hoff in Germany?
Are we? I mean, at the moment, the Hoff has a new comeback in Germany, right?
Yeah, he has
this commercial for a video portal. I mean, he's getting bigger and bigger. I mean, not from the size, but
is he embarrassing himself?
Also from the size,
a little bit.
What advert is this? What does he do? Does he embarrass himself?
Yeah, I mean,
he does.
He's always he's fighting with a panda, I think.
Oh God!
All right.
I know that.
You know what? And this is really a secret, actually. But my first concert that I ever visited was 12 years old. Was a David Hasselhoff.
Don't
no,
say
it.
Sorry, I'm really sorry.
Oh my God! Really the one, the hardest rock and roll I ever met.
Sorry,
yeah,
that's hard.
Your first gig was David Hasselhoff.
Elvis was dead, so I had to.
Compare the Hoff to Elvis.
Yeah. I think we should ring him in a minute, and we could be reunited.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, yeah.
Is he not in Germany anymore? Because
he is sometimes.
As we've been to radio stations,
there are no more
Germany,
pandas
they
in Germany,
always
so.
Said the Hoff was here yesterday.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
And, I think there's more than one of him because
yeah, right.
Hopefully not.
Because he he seems to get everywhere. Anyway, so you've got a new album and you've done loads of covers of recent songs, including "Hello" by Martin Solvig, which is the single which we're going to play in a minute. How do you decide, I think I might have asked you this before, but how do you decide what songs to do? How did you decide for this new one?
Well, was it kind of love at first sight? We can't say love at first sight because we watched this video on YouTube, and it's this, what happens there is he runs into the tennis.
Yeah, he's just having a tennis match. Yeah, and it's really, really funny to see because I think they got the French Open center court for this video for half an hour, and he was playing against Bob Sinclair. And it was really, really funny to watch because of all the girls in this 80s dress over there. And yeah, we watched it like several times, and after a while, we came up with the idea, there's a song behind this video.
Yeah, you know, you have to know, we are always saying that we take songs with a good melody, but if you listen to the original of Hello,
there's no melody.
So actually, we had the chance to invent some choirs, and as we were always saying that we tried to put some summer vibes in Strings and Stripes. So actually, we thought it's a good way to put some Beach Boy harmonies in this song, and it
on the other
somehow.
Hand, it sounds a bit like a broken vinyl record. it. Yeah, like, right. like put the nail on it and go, yeah. Ding, 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 ding. What is wrong? Ding, 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 ding. Let's switch the nail. Ding, 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 ding. So we said, okay, we can make this better. Maybe better. We don't want to sound better, but.
Who has to make the call to the artist? Like, who has to ring up Katy Perry and go, "Hi, Katy, Baseball's here."
I mean, that's your part, Scott. Yeah. Your part.
Well, actually, in the case of Katy Perry, I wish it would be me.
Yeah.
But honestly, we have the luck that the record company cares about. So we don't have. We just say, okay, these are the songs we're going to do on the record, and now it's your turn. Ask the artists, and yeah, and there was no song ever that they told us, okay, you're not allowed to do this song.
So. No one's ever said no,
except of "I've Been Looking for Freedom" from David Hesse. Yeah.
Really would love to do this,
yeah. But he said no.
No,
you can't touch that
no, he
song.
Said it's,
no, no, no,
it's,
no, no.
It's
he
art.
Said, "Please do it." Yeah. The record company said no. No. Please don't.
Our record company.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily. Now, I would, in a minute, we'll go through some of the other tracks and we'll just play a little guessing game and see if people can guess what they are. Hang on, I've got it here.
What are you looking for?
It's fine.
Your autograph from the Hoff? Yeah. I haven't.
Let's stop talking about the Hoff now.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Right, so guess what this one is. I'll take you to the candy shop. That's right, it's 50 Cent.
Yeah, very good, very good.
Very good. Keep going until you hit the spot.
Whoa, I'll take you to the candy shop. I love it. I love that. Okay, next one. Play along at home, what's this? We are the crowd. We're coming out. Got my flesh on its true meat. That picture of you, it's so magical. To be so fantastic. You know what it is, but you can't quite place it yet.
This kind of meditation program.
You know what it is. Don't have a prize. Ready for those flashing lights. You know the baby eyes. How you think it's fair? I follow you until you love Lady Gaga.
Last thing, did you say yay?
Yeah.
I like that one.
It's celebrating your vocals?
It's Sam singing.
Another one? What's this?
Oh, that reminds me of a phone call I have to do.
Oh, I like what you've done this. California girls, you're unforgettable. Katy Perry! California girls, you're unforgettable. Daisy Dukes, bikini sometimes. Very good. So you've got Kesha on there, you've got Katy Perry, you've got Martin Solvig, loads of new ones.
And with Uncle Cracker, do you still know Uncle Cracker?
Uncle Cracker?
Yeah.
Why is he on there?
Well, he paid us a lot of money.
Hi, is that the Baseballs? Uncle Cracker here. Now, this week on Radio 1 is Dubstep Week. And I think that's maybe the direction you could go in, boys, for the next album.
Dubstep?
Dubstep. It's like this.
Well, actually, that's wah-wah, and it's an effect that you use on playing the guitar. And it's more 70s. It's, for example, from The Suite or...
Yeah, you know Elvis used this wah-wah thing also in his 70s concerts.
I don't think Elvis ever did dubstep. Hang on, I'll play... this is dubstep, right? Here we go.
Like Alien,
I mean, you're telling us not to talk about David Hasselhoff, and now you're playing the sounds of his puking video. I mean, that's all. I mean,
no, okay, maybe leave the dubstep for just stick to what you do. Okay, I think maybe. Cool, yeah. Now you were on TV earlier on This Morning, which is a big show here.
Right,
you must do a lot of TV shows, right?
Yeah, actually, we're really looking forward for Wednesday because we're going to do the lottery show.
Oh, are you?
And we're allowed to push the button.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Is it a red button? It is.
It's a red button?
It's a red button, yeah.
It's very... You feel very powerful when you press that button,
that's
you know?
Cool.
Yeah?
That's cool.
Yeah, but other people win money if we
don't think about naughty things, Digger, when you push the button, okay? It's I mean...
Just go on.
it's just pushing a button. Someone will win some money. That's it.
Oh, okay. Ah. Okay, sure.
I didn't
cool. say
anything, and you just, I mean, hello.
What's the weirdest thing you've ever had to do on TV? Have you had to dress up or been made to do things that you really don't want to do?
We had once to paint a, you know, Gartenzwerg, this little puppets you put in German gardens.
Right. Like gnomes.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And we had to paint them in a TV show in Germany.
Wow.
That's so crazy.
Oh, it was really bad.
Was really crazy because one of these gnomes was busty, so actually it was some kind
well,
of
I think
very
one
funny.
The bad thing for them was when you had to strip in a Spanish TV show.
Oh, yeah, that was
because
was
some they
kind
wanted
of really
to see your arms because they had.
Yeah, at that night, Vin Diesel was there.
Yeah.
So and the host of the show, he said, "Wow, you have really big arms." And I
it
said,
was
"Thank
a gay
you."
Host, by the way, no problem.
Yeah, but actually, he wanted me to take my shirt off and to show my arms, and it was kind of I don't know if it,
do you think the host
like
just
it?
Wanted to see you like it, nothing to do with the show at all
yeah,
he just wanted
probably,
to see you with your
yeah.
shirt off.
Maybe, I mean maybe there was a reason why everything around us was pink. I'm not very sure.
That could be it.
Wow.
And you've had to paint paint gnomes on TV. How exciting is that?
Wow, that's really. I mean, yeah,
it was a dream come true.
It's a dream coming true.
Yeah, so, I mean, we are crazy guys. We know that. This story is really. It was a secret because it is so crazy. Yeah. But now it's revealed.
Do you know what? I was in Germany recently for the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh,
yeah. Sorry. You were one of these guys from the music group Blue.
I'm not in Blue, no.
No.
But they were there, and
okay.
it was a strange experience. It really was. And that night, it was the final of Pop Idol in Germany, the Search for a Superstar thing.
You watched this? Yeah.
Was it the night?
Oh my God, it goes on for hours.
Yeah.
Like our one X Factor. Okay, it's a couple of hours long. This went on for like 8 hours. I'm like, seriously.
That's German entertainment, right?
Yeah. And they just sang two songs, you know?
Yeah.
And then and then the results were like, okay, now I open the envelope.
That's what it was like. I don't know what they were saying.
I'm opening the envelope.
I'm still opening the envelope.
10 hours later.
Can we have some music? Dang 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 dang.
Now, when was the last time you played at a wedding? Have you ever played a wedding?
Yeah, sure, of Robbie Williams. It was nobody knows that, but it was in the press. It was in the tabloid papers everywhere, so we must be there. I think Basti was the only one who really played on weddings, right?
Yeah, I played in a band that played like on weddings or big birthday parties, but I think it's almost 5 years ago the last time, so...
Yeah.
Time for another one.
Well, yeah, my friend's getting married soon, and I'm in charge of sorting the
again?
Entertainment. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't it the same thing last year?
Well, no, that was me. It's a different person.
Okay.
And I asked you before, I'll ask you again, how are you fixed in September?
September?
Yeah.
I think we are in the rehearsals for the tour, for the upcoming tour.
Yeah, right.
But if you allow us to rehearse our stuff on this wedding.
What, like a tryout, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, it's really...
You're using my friend's wedding as a tryout.
Yeah, that's
okay,
good.
That's okay, same with us at the moment, so we can do that, actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, a tryout party.
That sounds great.
Tryout wedding, tryout songs.
I mean, there'll be a buffet, there'll be drinks, you know, you'll be fed and everything. You know.
That sounds good, actually. Sounds like tour.
Excellent, good. Okay, well, we've got that recorded, so I'll be calling you around about August just to get the details. Baseballs, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Lovely to see you as always. Now, what I thought, you know, last time you did Pass Out by Tiny Temper for us?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd be able to do, like, something else, like another song for us?
What song?
For example?
What should we go for? Lady Gaga? Well, you've already done Paparazzi. Do you want to do Edge of Glory if I play it to you? How quickly would we be able to do that?
Edge of Glory? What is that? Is that
That is one of the 10,000 singers before the album.
What about Born This Way? We have a version of Born This Way.
That would be great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and you want to know how long it takes?
No, I'd like you to do it for me.
Okay,
right
here we are.
Okay. All right, good. That was quick.
One, two, three, I'm beautiful in my way, 'cause God makes no mistakes, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way, don't hide yourself in regret, just love yourself and yourself, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born this way,
say you, there ain't no other way, oh baby, I was born this way, oh baby, I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way. Baby, I was born, I'm on the right track. Baby, I was born this way. Born this way.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Hey, Jordan.
Hi, Scott.
What's going on?
Nothing. You said somebody on Red or Black earlier. I'm on the show as well.
You're on this weekend?
Yes.
What are you going to wear?
I was thinking about birthday suit, to be honest.
No, really not.
Get me on camera.
Yeah, well, you're going to be on camera anyway, aren't you? Do you not know until you get there?
Well, there's going to be about 7,000 people there, I think.
Okay, so quite unlikely, really.
Yeah, you're definitely going to have to stand out. That meat dress was a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, if we're being pessimistic about it, you're not going to get on, are you?
No.
It's the Ant and Dec one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is it at the O2?
No, it's Wembley Arena.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so impressive.
Very good. Have you ever been on a game show before?
Not in my life. I've never even been on TV, radio, anything.
Well, you have now.
We'll have now, yeah.
Yeah. Is this something you want to do again? Because I do have a few spaces going on Family Fortunes.
I'm pretty good at Family Fortunes, from one side of the screen at least.
So. Yeah, but you are when you're sat at home watching it. Then what happens is when you get there, people just crash and burn.
Exactly, yeah, that's probably what I'd do.
Same thing happened to me when I did Celebrity Mastermind, you know. I just went blank on the general knowledge. I knew them all.
But you couldn't answer them?
No.
No.
Claire off of Derby says, for Red and Black, they have to have the same clothes for the next day if they get through. So if you do go for the meat dress option, take a spare pack of ham. Some advice there from Helen. Okay, love you, bye.
Bye.
Maybe see you on TV on Saturday, but probably not.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, who's this?
It's Sam.
Hi, Sam. Where are you today, please?
I'm from Ledbury.
Okay, good. How can I help?
I'll be your sister on Family Fortunes.
You'll be my sister on Family Fortunes?
Yeah.
Okay, this is because my real family don't want to go on Family Fortunes with me, so I'm just kind of auditioning a little bit for some people to play brothers, sisters, cousins and stuff. They're not going to check, are they? So how are you going to convince them that you are my sister when Vernon interviews us?
You would just have to give me previous, information on you, and then I'd just bring it out on the show.
Okay. Well, can we have a go at it now, just to see how you do?
Yeah.
Okay, imagine I'm Vernon, right?
Yeah.
I'm Vernon, yeah?
Yeah.
So, when you were growing up, what was Scott's worst habit?
He used to be in the bath a lot.
Right, that's absolutely wrong. You'd not be saying that on live television.
Into my head.
Oh, thanks a lot, sis. What was the worst thing he used to wear?
He used to have a pair of green and blue spotted shorts.
I did, actually. Yeah. What else?
There was a yellow T-shirt that went with them as well. They were absolutely disgusting, but he used to love wearing them.
What were his hobbies as a kid?
Rugby... He used to do a bit of gymnastics with me.
Really not. Wrong. Have you ever been on a game show before?
No.
Right. So, I mean, when the lights go down and this music comes on, you won't freak out, no?
No.
Even though you're pretending to be my sister and you are actually a fraud.
Yeah, I'd be fine. And I'm actually really good at Family Fortunes.
Are you? Okay, cool. Right, I've got some Scott Mills points to win now, and do you fancy having a go at this as well?
Yeah.
Right, did you see Britain's Got Talent final on Saturday night?
I did, yes.
Did you see Michael Collins, the singer?
Yes.
He did Fast Car. So he sang Fast Car, as you do, on the Britain's Got Talent final, and then Ant and Dec have a little chat with him afterwards. He was only on for about 15, 20 seconds, but he said, obviously, a lot. Like I say, only 15 seconds, but for some Scott Mills points, how many times did Michael Collins say the word obviously on the Britain's Got Talent final?
9.
You're saying 9. This is for 10 Scott Mills points, okay?
Yep.
9 obviouslys in 15 seconds. Yeah?
Mm, yeah.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
If you get this right, yeah?
Yeah.
You can be my sister.
Okay.
Let's find out. Michael Collins, if you're not on for 15 seconds, obviously, it was said a lot.
How did it feel for you doing that?
But yeah. Obviously it was just me and the guitar, so I thought, why not do it in the... Obviously I got through to the finals, just obviously a backing track as well, and obviously basically the full song, so obviously...
And like David said, this competition now has completely changed your life now, hasn't it?
It has, definitely, yeah.
Wow, there were seven.
Oh, that's only two out.
Well, it's still wrong though, isn't it?
Well, you can still, surely two is like closer than being five out, isn't it?
I don't know. Clearly wrong. Yeah?
Yeah, only by two then.
Well, yeah, but it's still wrong. it's not the answer that you gave, is it?
No.
And I don't wee in the bath. Love you, bye.
No, but you do have a pair of green sports shorts.
I know I did. Love you.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Zane Lowe, can you hear me?
I can, Scott Mills. Can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hello, Manchester.
There's no one here, but that's very kind of you.
Oh.
Well, they're probably listening. A lot of Manchester people are probably listening, but there's no one really in the room to respond. Hang on. Hello, Manchester!
No,
nothing there.
Oh, I can hear a piano.
No, it's not actually. Your ears are not in tune with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra. That is, in fact, a harp, my friend.
Same.
Would you like to hear a little more harp? I'm sure while this gentleman is tuning up, he wouldn't mind continuing, and I'll put the mic up and you can hear.
I would love to hear that.
A harp sounds amazing even when it's being tuned. Listen to this.
Wow.
That is what you're in for, my friend.
Cool.
We are strictly highbrow tonight. I'm telling you, I've never, ever been in a room like this before and been standing in the middle of a spider web of chairs and you know, music books with orchestrations and scores on it. And, you know, there's double basses and cellos to go-go. It's unbelievable. I'm sort of tempted to move a few people's music books around just to confuse the situation.
It'll sound rubbish later.
That would be Blue Peter business. Hey, check this out, man. There's a gong.
Is there a gong?
Do you want to hear the gong?
Yes.
Should we hear the gong?
Immediately.
Oh, my God. This is my first time ever really hitting a gong properly. Ready? I don't know how this is
going to change your life. Once you've done it, you'll want to
do it. It may take us off the air, mate. Overdrive.
Try. Feels pretty good, doesn't it?
Sound all right?
Sounded amazing.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're still on.
A little bit deaf after that.
A lot of our listeners have gongs.
What?
We did this a while ago. I don't know why. It was ages ago. But a lot
of our
listeners...
You're a gong-heavy show.
Well, they have, like, dinner gongs. my posher listeners.
They have gongs to get the kids downstairs for dinner.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
I need to invest in one of those.
If people haven't heard, explain exactly what's happening tonight, please.
Well, this evening from 7 p.m. on Radio 1 and Radio 1 Extra, myself and Mr. Jam, we will be broadcasting on both stations. Probably the most unique collaboration that either of us have ever been involved with, you know, in terms of radio, and for those in attendance as well. What we have is part of the BBC Philharmonic Presents Festival, which is 17... you know, occasions, events right across the BBC network where they're kind of collaborating in all sorts of different unique ways and highlighting just how diverse the orchestra can be in different environments. And tonight they're stepping into Nero's world. It's being called a dubstep symphony. And so what Jam and I are going to do is play a lot of dubstep music and try and keep everybody really excited about the genre. And we're going to build, you know, along with a documentary and various interviews, right up into the point when Nero and all 90 pieces of the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra fill this amazing room at
90.
Yeah, man. Media City, UK, Salford, brand new room is about to get dubstepped.
Incredible.
It's going to be unbelievable. We had a chance to listen into some of the rehearsals this afternoon when we arrived, and we heard about 2 minutes of them playing the coda. Coda? See what I did there? I don't even know if it's the right term. I'm trying to learn. The orchestration that they're doing for Me and You, you know, with and then with all the strings and everything else kicking in, it just sounded... I mean, this is mountain climbing event tonight. If you've got a mountain nearby to climb tonight, we've got the soundtrack nailed for you to climb mountains tonight. That's what it's all about.
This is going to be amazing.
It's going to be.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, it's going to be really special.
Do you know what? I like to learn something every day, Zane, if I can. And the one thing. Thank you. The one thing I've learned today.
Yes.
Is people who really, really love dubstep take it very seriously.
Did you guys try and have a bit of a laugh with the dubstep community?
Well, for instance, if you say that making dubstep music is easy, they get really, they call you all sorts of things.
Well, it's easy if you go on to the BBC Radio 1 dubstep app, which a lot of DJs have been doing during the day, and basically just muting and aligning different tracks. Then it's easy, it's made for you, but it is not easy. Trust me, I've been plowing that field for a long time, and my records still sound rubbish in the club.
I think with an orchestra it's hard, but we both know it's actually quite easy.
I'm
joking. It does. It definitely moves it up a level.
Do not drag me into that world with you, Scott Mills.
It moves it up a level with an orchestra, definitely.
I just want you to know I'm standing right next to Violin 1, Disc 3.
Incredible.
And now I'm moving to Violin 1, Disc 2. And where do you think I'm going from there?
3? 4?
Really weren't listening, were you?
No. I was too busy lining up my dubstep version of Ellie Goulding.
Were you Handsome Dan then? Were you like,
Yep. What?
Great.
All the rehearsals you've heard today, is it any good as my version of your song by Ellie Goulding? Listen.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Don't have much money.
That sounds awful.
But boy, if I did.
Move over, Annie Mac.
It's awful, it's awful. Scott, kill it.
I'm the new dubstep queen.
Oh, wait, hey, Scott.
Yeah.
We've got a term for that round our way.
Right.
Gastro pub step. That's what that is.
Gastro pub step.
That's what that is, mate. You want to leave that at the bottom of the barrel where you scraped it from, mate, to be honest with you.
I know. A lot of people are just texting in with, cringe, I'll stop now.
That's been generous, mate. That's terrible.
Okay, what about California Girls?
Good to talk with you,
Scott.
Please,
love one.
Good to talk with you.
Let's take a chance.
No, you're not even interested.
Mate, it's been good to talk with you.
Okay.
I really, you know, I'm in a really good mood. This is kind of souring that.
All right, good.
But you know what? Before we go, I think it's really important that we leave you with one really important statement. A statement which should be made at all times, and especially amongst the more salubrious of your crowd.
BBC Radio 1 Podcasts.
BBC Radio 1.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the Matt Edmondson Show? Available to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.